Go on then, so you were remembering to check in, and then every time you checked in and directly experienced it, then suddenly there's all those thoughts and...
Well, it was as if I couldn't directly experience it. There was slithers of it, and then gone into my thoughts. This is in the night. And I kept kind of laughing in the end, because it didn't feel like a battle. I wasn't upset. I knew that it was just how it was.
Yeah.
And there was the thought, you can't do this because I wasn't sat with you, you know. And I knew that wasn't real. I knew that wasn't true.
It makes it more annoying though, doesn't it? Because like, if you know that's not true, yeah, but it's still happening.
But the funny thing was, I wasn't annoyed. I was checking in because I was wide awake in the night, and I was just wasn't worried about an issue. I was just, there was just thoughts about trying to work out how this is going to pan out, and that's why I started checking in. And
so were the thoughts about the same thing?
Yeah.
Each time it was drifting off. So there's something in what you're thinking about that still has meaning or value to you, something you want or don't want.
Yeah.
So if you can see that, what fuels the thinking is thinking that you need to think about it, that it's worth thinking about it.
Well, that's something that keeps coming up, because obviously there's been a lot of family stuff over Christmas, and this is like an extra added to the same issue, really. And I have found that I'm being contacted a lot by, I don't want to give details, but by this person, you know, which is natural because of our relationship. And each day there's, you know, not negative stuff, but, you know, I don't know how this is going to work out, and he's worrying about stuff. And when that happens, when I get asked the question, it gets answered. You know, he asks me a question, I answer it as is my role within us. So in the night, it's just like, oh, I wonder how this is going to work. But I'm not worried about it. I know that it's all just playing out. Mm-hmm. But like you said, I just kept going into it. In the end, I think I must have just fallen asleep. There was something screaming at me, you can't find it.
Yeah.
And I knew that wasn't the case, completely, totally, almost laughed out loud at that one. Because I know that I am it. There wasn't a need to find it, to check in.
Did it just come a desire to stop the incessant thinking? That you, on some level, you know, is pointless.
Yeah.
You know, there's an urge for peace, isn't there?
Yeah.
A deeper peace.
Yeah. So that's what I wanted.
Hmm.
And it was really strange, because other times I would have been really anxious, oh, I can't find it. It was very calm. I've just remembered, actually, in fact, I recognised that because I wasn't getting worked up about going into these thoughts, and I was actually laughing at one point, because it was just like a repeated thing, that, like I said, it happened 10+ times. I recognised that the peace is there.
Yeah.
That's probably when I fell asleep.
So what's the question? Is there a question now?
Well, it was why? Why was that going on, really?
The thinking.
Yeah, and it wasn't an issue.
It could go on forever and you don't care, because you've reached a certain level of peace. Same time, there's a desire, it can't, there's something here that's fueling it.
Yeah.
That isn't so, isn't true, you know, that's...
Yeah. I think... But I remember, I remembered our chat, and I thought, well, I'll just check in, and...
The basic assumption that pops back up at that point is, like I say it several ways, but there's something else to think about. There's something else to think about. There's something worth thinking about.
Mm.
A check-in My direct experience is only me. I can't see where that ends, you know, formless me.
I couldn't get to that. I was gone before I even got to that point.
Mm. So some assumption is being threatened in this area that you need to think about this particular person or this situation or whatever it is. You need to think about them and to check in and realise that they don't exist or you don't exist in the way that you thought.
Yeah.
Is going to really threaten and damage something.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's dangerous to do that.
Yeah.
And hence you were redirected 10 times or something. Right?
Mm.
If we talk about yourself, as in Maggie sitting there, probably have no redirection process going on. You can look and see, well, I'm not really there as a tangible thing. It's obvious to me. And you don't get, you love to immerse yourself in the formlessness. So, is it the assumption that this person is real? And therefore, if I realise they're not real, it's going to hurt them? Or is it the idea of that person that we don't want to see as unreal? Therefore, I keep assuming reasons to keep them as a solid, tangible being in my experience. Do you want me to say that again, or?
I would say.
Or both.
I would say it's a bit of both because. I would say it's a bit of both.
So they're the same thing. They're the same thing, aren't they? The reasons I feel I want to still think about this person are intimately intertwined with the idea that this person is still real on some level for me. As an object, you know, separate to me, outside of me.
Yeah.
They're obviously real because they're the self, but, you know, real as in...
Yeah, illusion, in a relationship to me.
A relationship that I need to think about them.
Yeah.
So without that ability to think of them as separate than you, the thinkingness would stop, if you can sort of see that.
Mm.
If you knew clearly they're inside me, not even that... gap, they are me, you know. I keep imagining this person to be outside of myself, and it's a hypnotic habit.
Mm.
So the assumption about them that if I stop thinking about them, something's going to go wrong, or if I need to think about them, it's a double-edged sword. If I think about this person, I'm going to be able to help them and they'll do better. And if I don't think about them, coming back upon yourself, I won't be doing my job here as me.
You hit the nail on the head there, because as you were saying that, I was just recognising that it's, you know, it's one of my kids, and I have been feeling that it's only me who's being leaned on, and not that no one else is doing anything, but that it's about that parenting again.
Mm.
That's been a repetitive one for me.
So if you can... The thoughts of... If I don't sustain my thinkingness about them, what does it mean to you? It means you're not a good enough parent, bottom line, doesn't it? And if you don't sustain...
And there's no one else to do it.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Again, it's a narcissistic, egocentric way. As in, not bad, as in... Of the separation of me being a real being, it's verifying you as a being, and then how it would impact them, your child.
Mm-hmm.
It verifies that they're a being. So if you can see that all of that is the same thing, until you undo it all, the thinkingness won't collapse around that area.
Yeah.
So is there two separate beings, or no separate beings, or one separate being? If I think I've done enough self-inquiry to realise that I don't exist as a solid, tangible human being, and I'm still thinking about someone else, then I haven't really seen it here. If I'm still thinking about someone else, I haven't really seen it there either. If I think those are different, I haven't really seen it fully either. Without you there to think about him, where does he exist? you know, what is that person that you're thinking about? What does it boil down to? A human body and your thoughts about them and your memories of all the experiences you've had with that body. Where do they exist?
I'm struggling with the seemingness again.
Yeah.
Because I get a phone call or, yeah, that's normally the case, and talk stuff through, and I don't feel specifically I'm talking to my son.
Mm-hmm.
It just happens, you know.
Yeah.
And then this happens in the night, and then I'm recognising now that I'm seeing him as separate.
Yeah.
Get that. How do I not do that when the seemingness, how can I just see it as it'll seem real and not buy into it without, because I don't feel I've sat there and thought, I'm me and he's there, do you know what I mean? It just seems to come up.
Yeah, because it seems, it's been programmed into you as a parent and every parent, that it's very important to recognise certain characteristics, physical appearances,
yeah,
mental tendencies, emotional tendencies,
yeah,
as my child.
Yeah.
These things are different to how they express in me.
Yeah.
And it's very important that I don't lose sight of my child.
Yeah.
I've got to protect them. So there's a real valuing of the physical, emotional, mental characteristics that make up your child.
Mm-hmm.
Which is obvious as a parent, that's the programming, isn't it?
Yeah.
And if I let go of those as being real, then I will be a bad parent, basically. So there is something underneath, you know, or it's not safe for my child if I suddenly... So if you can realise difference of appearance is not actual difference... You can value the different way it appears to be as your child without separating yourself from it.
How do I recognise that I'm separating myself from it?
Because
this is something that keeps coming up.
If you're thinking about something, you must see it as separate, that there's something worth thinking about.
Yeah. So that's a recognition that I'm seeing something as separate.
Yeah. Can you accept that much even sort of logically?
Yeah, absolutely. Because this is
yeah,
not specifically in this area. This is a repeated question for me.
Yeah, and you could apply it to any area,
yeah,
anything you're thinking about.
Yeah.
So if I'm thinking about something, the basic assumption is that it's there to think about.
Yeah.
And if you recognise as human beings, we've been taught to value tangibility,
yeah,
visibility, things that I can grab a hold of with my senses as real.
Yeah.
And there's no more valuable sensory feedback than that from my children as a parent.
And they're being needed by him,
mm-hmm,
who needs me least out of my children normally, is a massive pull.
Yeah. So if you can accept the difference between the different, like two waves on an ocean, it'll appear to be very different in size and shape, but they're not actually different.
Yeah.
They're just water. If you can accept as that human body sitting across from me is always going to value the set of sensory inputs and all the thoughts that happen around your son. You know, what he looks like, how tall he is, what he weighs, what he thinks about, what he likes, doesn't like, all of that stuff. What he's struggling with, what he's excelling at, all of that is going to be valued as it seems to be. You know, that's just how it is as a parent.
Mm.
You don't need to get rid of that. You just have to remember that it's another wave.
So, it's that, what you just said. You don't need to get rid of that. I feel my battle is... God, this comes up and I'll lose it.
Don't try. Just relax and it will present itself. You don't need to grasp a hold of it, do you, to... It'll just...
I get a phone call. Can you help with this? I'll just talk it through. And it just plays out.
Yeah, the actions just happen. Yeah. And there's no thinkingness around it.
The response.
So the thinkingness that happens is at a different time to the actual action. Yeah. So the thinkingness is only stemming from a tendency to see that there's to think that there's something other than you to think about.
Yeah.
If that tendency hasn't been fully eradicated, you'll find yourself thinking about other things.
Yeah.
And this just happens to be one area where it keeps happening.
Yeah.
So if in your moments where you check in and you can clearly see that you're formless, it has to be remind yourself that. I keep having a tendency to imagine that this thing is outside of me. But if I don't stop anywhere, that cannot be so. There could be nothing outside of me. What does that mean? It means that there is nothing else to think about.
But in the night when I'm checking in, because I recognise I'm thinking like that, every time I checked in, I drifted off into the thoughts.
Yeah.
Because I'm still...
So why don't you want to... Why do you want to keep recreating him as a separate being to you? What does it give you? That you feel you won't have if you stop thinking about him.
Purpose.
Right. There we go then.
Yeah.
We all need to be needed.
Yeah.
We all need to be wanted. Yeah. Want to be needed. We all want to be wanted. Loved.
I feel that.
Acceptance. So is that going to go away because you stop thinking about him?
No.
And is it caused by your feeling of being needed, loved and wanted and accepted and being a good parent as well, probably on top of that? Is that caused by and sustained by your thinking about him?
I almost feel it's the other way around.
Exactly. In fact, it's the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So... if you can clearly come to undo why you want to keep thinking about him as outside of you, the payoff from that... the payoff is I get to feel useful, valued, loved. And I'm not just talking about you here, we all want that, don't we?
I'm completely seeing that because, like I said, out of the four of them, he's the one who needs me least.
And suddenly he needs you. Yeah. It's like, oof.
Yeah.
Something runs into action.
Yeah.
So can that still keep happening without you thinking about him? Can you not think about him at all until he phones? And even then, just have an empty conversation, you know, from the formlessness. Do you need to feel needed? Do you really need to feel a sense of purpose even? These are really... the core motives behind thinking. Is it true that you can only get that from thinkingness? From your interaction with others? It can't be because there are no others. It must be available now. You are that being that you're feeling valued and needed by.
Yeah.
It starts to break down a little bit. We've still been looking for something external, from external sources. It might not be money at this stage, it might not be time, it might not be enlightenment or anything obvious.
I'm feeling that. Like I've got a blame game going on now. That because I feel I need to be needed, that I'm... causing.
The other end of that sword, that double-edged sword, is me here, the one that needs to be needed.
Yeah.
Can that be so? if you check in now, experience your fullness as the formlessness, what do you need here as this? Nothing at all.
So, when I was trying to do that in the night, was that showing me that there's still something to be?
It's just, all it comes down to is one simple tendency, but very well-grooved tendency, to look, to imagine there's something out there that I can get something from.
Yeah.
Here, as yourself, in the fullness of the formlessness, you have an all-you-can-eat buffet. And you have to recognise that you're nipping out in the middle of the night for a snack of junk food, if you will. You're living like a king or a queen with this amazing palace and everything you could ever want right here, and you're nipping out, you're stealing out in the night time to go get a McDonald's, Big Mac or something. Not there's anything wrong with McDonald's.
But it's funny, isn't it? Because it's reaffirmed. You see your... My need being reaffirmed. We had a meeting.
Because the experience validates.
Yeah.
I can get this from outside of myself. Because you get it. Because you believe you can. So you repeat the experience. Rinse and repeat.
Yeah. I was really hurt, I was cut down yesterday a bit by my daughter in a meeting. And she was right. But there was so much, I'm not happy about that.
Yeah.
She wants to do it on her own. Yeah. So it's the same thing being reaffirmed, isn't it?
Yeah, and if you look over Christmas, you were very much needed.
Yeah.
And still are, and have been for quite some time.
Yeah.
So it always comes down to this tendency to imagine something outside of ourselves that isn't really outside. And it's kind of obvious as a human being that we'd feel needed as parents. And we get used to feeling needed and loved, hopefully, and accepted. But still, it's relying on something external to you that isn't really there to give you something that you already have access to.
See, the thought that just came up then is, I don't know, it's not real. The fear. I know this is just, you know, when you know.
Just verbalise it anyway, because there'll be something underpinning it.
That it's all going to disappear, and I'm not going to have that relationship with any of them. Which I know is rubbish, because I've seen this so many times that.
But that thought isn't. It's only the conscious tip of a deeper rooted plant, if you will. That's only the flower. That's only how you're seeing it visibly, as in. Consciously, do you really need to feel needed? This is where you have to drive at the root.
Yeah,
see?
It's not about them, is it? It's about the need in me.
They're the same thing. They're the same thing. It's not one or the other. They're the same thing. Mm. The idea that something outside of me causes me to feel like I can get something from it, and because I feel I can get something from it, I keep imagining them as outside of myself. They're not two different things. The thing out there that I think I see and what I can get from it. The thing that you think you see is made up of the ideas of what you think you can get from it and what you can give to it.
Mm.
That is really the only place it exists. Your son, separate to you, really only exists in the thoughts you have about him. If you check your memories right now, conscious memory, you don't have to go through them all, obviously, but most of the memories you'll be able to remember of times with him is where he's needed you and you've needed him.
Mm.
Everything else will have lost its relevance and you won't have access to in this moment.
Absolutely, yeah.
So, having seen that it can't be true, the only way to stop it is at the root. Can you really need anything from anything external to you that you don't already have? And even more primary than that, is there anything external to you?
Yeah. That's when you asked the first half of that, I was thinking, well, you can't.
Yeah. It just has to be deeply. This is what it means to check in, not necessarily just sit and experience that. Allow yourself to experience that fullness where you're already nurtured and complete, aren't you? Even before you, anything else. But then to recognise what that means.
I've been... Most of the time, it's quiet. Most of the time. Yeah. And when it's quiet, I don't think consciously to be able to ask a question. And when...
But you can still experience the fullness of that quietness. Look at what I've already got here. Or even closer than that, look what I already am here. This peace is so... It's all right to enjoy the peace and to recognise how much it fulfils you, how it feels complete, how it feels...
I've just realised that...
Safe and total and...
If I'm having that conversation, I'm thinking I'm not in... It's not quiet because I'm thinking, but you have to use thinking to be able to do it within this body, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're just redirecting the tendency to try to get it from out there to realising it's already here. Mm. In that moment, if I'm looking out there, I think there is an out there.
Yeah.
It all seems very real in that moment, doesn't it?
Yeah. I think I'm also... Any time that a thought comes up, whether it's about all being self or whatever it is, even that thought I'm seeing as it, like, I shouldn't, but I've been pushing it away.
Yeah.
So then you can't ever confirm, because you have to be thinking to confirm to be able to actually do it, don't you?
Mm. But in the formlessness, there's only one, and it goes on forever. You can't find an edge. Therefore, you are that person that you need things from, as well as that body that's feeling needed. You're the needer and the needed. Mm. You know, you can start to break down a tendency to thinking.
Mm.
There's nothing wrong with thinking, just make sure your thinking is intelligent.
Yeah.
When the thinking is all intelligent, it'll stop.
Mm.
If you see what I mean.
Yeah.
If mine's still going, then redirect it to something. What is it I want here? Why is this current? There must be something I'm getting out of it if it's still going on.
Yeah.
Into, you know, spiritually, something I'm getting out of it.
Yeah.
Because you clearly distinguish between the actual actions, the phone call, the conversation happens, and there's no thought about it at all.
Yeah.
So it's something other than that, isn't it, that's going on?
It's when it's kind of when I'm not being asked. When
you're not feeling needed.
Yeah.
Then you think about how you're feeling, you want to feel needed.
You see how it's all playing out, because that was confirmed from my daughter as well, and I can see that need is getting less and less now.
And here, I need you to help me with stuff, you know, business-wise. So there's that, it's got probably playing out in...
Yeah.
All human beings are driven by the need to feel loved.
Yeah.
And it's such, you know, loved and accepted and needed and wanted. It's such a hard habit to give up until you really see it, because...
I've seen it. Loads of little things that have been going on.
Is it really all right for me to accept I don't need anything from anyone and never have? And in my fullness, I can overflow and make others feel safe and happy. And it's just a habit, isn't it, to imagine other beings and therefore what I can give and get from them, which is the essence of relationship, isn't it?
The funny thing was, I was seeing that it was me being leaned on rather than Ian. Which quite often happens with the kids in this type of area. And there was I wasn't annoyed with him, but I was like, he doesn't seem to even think about contacting him or anything, whereas we're in contact every day. And
Because of what's inside you sustaining. Yeah. He needs to need you and you need to be needed.
Yeah.
I know it sounds crazy, but... You are both those people involved, therefore.
It's just perpetuating this, isn't it?
Yeah, but you're also this one here that doesn't need anything.
Yeah.
So, you begin to break it down
like
that. All thinkingness is sustained because we think it's worth thinking about whatever we're thinking about. It gives us something. And I had it, you know, with students, it was like, I recognise I still want to think about them. Why do I want to think? Because it makes me feel valued and needed.
Mm.
You know, and that's quite a heady drug to give up, isn't it? Feeling needed and wanted.
A few moments ago, when we were getting down to what it actually was, I was thinking, but if I'm not there for him, he's not going to be able to, or this will happen, or, just minor. But it's all
how can you let go of the thinkingness about that? Is just the knowing that it's never been so. No matter how vividly we've imagined there are two separate beings here, and I give birth to this one and raise them, it's never been so.
Mm.
On one level, it seems to be yes, and it always will be, But on the other level, it's never actually been so.
It's funny, it's like I have to go through this with each one of them.
Yeah, because it's the same area, isn't it? The Vasana is me and my children.
Mm. Yeah, definitely.
You'll have to see it in that area.
Mm. Okay.